President Biden is walking a tightrope on immigration. This week, he used his executive powers to protect the undocumented spouses of American citizens from deportations, drawing praise from immigration advocacy groups. At the same time, some of those same advocates are suing the White House for actions it took just 2 weeks ago to restrict most asylum claims at the border. To understand why the administration is taking these two very different actions now, I'm joined by Secretary of Homeland Security Alejandro Mayorkas. Good morning, Mr. Secretary.
Good morning, Layla.
So on their face, these actions seem to take very different approaches. One protects people who've already been here 10 years from deportation if they're married to Americans and creates a path to citizenship. The other makes it much harder for people to seek asylum at the border. Mr. Secretary, how do these two policies work together?
I think it's very important to understand that this is the president's approach from day one. The fact that we can take measures to secure our border, which is a national imperative, one that every country follows, and at the same time, take actions domestically here in the United States to make our system more fair and more just for those who have resided here for many years, who are part of families. This is about family unity, and provide them the stability that their contributions to this country so richly deserve. Those two can coexist and are not in tension with one another.
Now, this would apply to about 500,000 people in the country, but since it was announced, it's been met with very loud criticism from Republicans saying this new plan is just blanket amnesty, is it?
It is not. It actually changes a process for individuals who could qualify to become lawful permanent residents before yesterday's action. What this does is it changes the process. Previously, undocumented spouses of United States citizens would have to leave the country in order to apply to become lawful permanent residents. Now, in an effort to keep families together, a core value of our country, we have made that process available so that they don't have to leave the country. They can stay with their U.S. citizen spouse. And so very often, their United States citizen children, while they apply for relief. It is about keeping them together and eliminating the fear and uncertainty that leaving our country prompts.
Now, you say this was the approach from day one, but this is a very polarizing and important topic to American voters. Why these executive actions now in this high point in the election season?
This is not the first action that the president has taken to make our system more fair and just. Unfortunately and repeatedly, Congress has failed to take the action that is incumbent upon it to take, because only Congress can legislate, provide the resources that we need, and fix what everyone agrees is a broken immigration system. Mm. This is not the first action the president has taken. As a matter of fact, on day one of the administration, he presented Congress with a comprehensive legislative proposal to fix our broken immigration system. He has taken actions throughout the past 3+ years. We have sought congressional action, never received it. Regrettably, the American public is in need of a fix to a system that hasn't been repaired for almost 30 years. And in the absence of congressional action, the president consistently has demonstrated leadership and taken the action within his executive authorities.
Now, this new action this week was praised by immigrant advocates, but the Biden administration is being sued right now by the ACLU and others who argue that the administration violating federal law with the action taken 2 weeks ago, specifically the 1980 Refugee Act. Basically, they're calling it an effective ban on asylum for people who don't show up at designated ports of entry. Is the administration breaking the law?
No, it is not. We have confidence in the lawfulness of the actions that we take, including the action we took 2 weeks ago to strengthen the security of our border. And we have to keep in mind in reviewing that action that we have provided, this administration has provided more lawful pathways for individuals to seek asylum in the United States than any prior administration.
Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, thank you for your time and coming on the program.
Thank you, Leila.